I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. I know a lot of you walleye anglers out there have the forward-facing sonars, and you're seeing suspended walleyes, but you're not getting them to bite. I'll tell you how you can catch them, but first...
Hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the OnX Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, OnX Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust OnX Hunt.
The forward-facing sonar allows you to see those suspended walleyes, but getting them to bite is not always easy. Steve Bissette, God rest his soul, was one of the best at targeting walleyes on the tournament circuits. I've been out on the boat with him many, many times, and what he did was work hard at it. This guy changed crankbaits until he found out what triggered those fish. He fished deep ones. He fished shallow. He fished them on boards. He would troll them on trolling boards. But he'd use snap weights to get down the smaller ones because sometimes you have to get down deeper to get to those walleyes, but they want a crankbait that has a smaller profile. For that, you needed to use a snap weight, and that's what he did. But he was constantly changing lures until he found out what it was that was going to trigger those walleyes that were suspended and get them to bite. He would see them on the sonar. I mean, nowadays you got it made. You got the forward-facing sonar to find them. He would see them on his down-facing sonars, and then he would target them with the crankbaits and just keep changing until he found the one that worked. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.